quick, what did you immediately think of when you heard the first notes of Taylor Swift's Shake It Off? I asked around and found that some people really like the pop star's most famous song off of her new album.
It's got a good beat. I'm just like happy.
I'm feeling it. It's groovy.
Oh, that's a good song.
My initial reaction is probably dancing right away. And it's Taylor Swift. She's the bomb.com. So.
Pretty good.
It's awesome. It's a fun song. I love that song.
But some were not such big Swifties.
Annoying?
Overplayed.
Her voice sounds like that McDonald's commercial. It's just annoying.
This song is very overplayed.
It's really popular. It's got a fast beat. It's okay. Not that great.
This song sucks.
The song is so overplayed.
And a few had mixed feelings on the 26-year-old artist and her song.
It's got a really good beat. It's pretty popular.
I'm not a huge fan of Taylor Swift, but it's okay.
I love and hate Taylor Swift at the same time. It's a good song, and it's catchy, but I'm not sure I like it.
I like the song, but it used to be overplayed.
I like Taylor Swift, but the song is annoying sometimes.
Oh, no. I mean, I like Taylor Swift, though, so it's okay.
This country singer gone pop is one of the biggest names in the industry today. So whether you consider yourself Taylor's most dedicated fan, her biggest critic, or anywhere in between, we can all agree that her songs have impacted the music world forever. For WHJE, this has been Abby Cox and the Public Service Department. For more stories like this, go to WHJE.com.